broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, at TAG Summit 2020. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live from TAG Summit 2020. Lee, this has been so much fun already. We've caught up with some old friends, made some new ones. This is going to be a fun segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Cherry Beckert, Mr. Matt Urbizzo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's exciting to be out here with you guys today.
Well, Matt, before we get too far into things, tell us about Cherry Beckert. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so we're a top 25 CPA and advisory firm, and what has made us special and the privilege we've had is having a large part in the technology community here out of Atlanta in the past decade, and being a part of these growth stories, these innovative entrepreneurs that have really changed the landscape here in Georgia. It's been a real privilege to serve, and advising these companies is what we love to do.
So now the theme of the summit is engage, innovate, and transform. Can you talk about some ways that maybe you've seen over the years when you're working with emerging technology firms that you can really provide value and help them, maybe prevent them from making some missteps and then help them grow?
Absolutely, Lee. So, you know, we have a very hands-on approach where as a firm of CPAs and advisors, we don't we're not considered jack of all trades to the extent of we're crossing industries. We have a specialized group called Think that focuses on that technology vertical, and specifically within technology areas such as cybersecurity, health IT, fintech. We have become very well versed in these areas. We have seen a lot of successful companies, start their businesses, take on growth capital, have successful exits, and been able to learn best practices on the way to where when we start working with new companies, we're able to apply those best practices. And, you know, from our perspective, it's helping them make those relationships and connect with, you know, other investors and advisors in the community to help them grow their business the right way. In addition to adding value through our services, whether it's, some of the core compliance types services, or more so through a lot of our value-added services, whether it's monetizing credits for a lot of these investments they're making through innovation and R&D, or making sure that they're buttoned up from an information security perspective.
So now, what's an area that maybe an emerging technology firm wouldn't think that you could help, but you're able to provide value?
Yeah, I think that's going to be in the last one I mentioned, in information security and cybersecurity. We have had a lot of clients who over the last couple of years have obviously seen how disruptive a hack could be to the organization. Mm-hmm. For a lot of small businesses, this is something that could put them out of business. And so we are advising them from the perspective, it's two sides of the coin, really. One is insurance and having proper cybersecurity insurance to mitigate that business risk. And then two is looking at their business and helping them with either in a vulnerability assessment, doing penetration testing, and understanding where some of these risks are so they can be prepared moving forward. And I think what really differentiates us, Lee, is as the historical, you know, audit and tax advisors for these companies, we learn their businesses inside and out. So when they bring us in to look in these new areas, they're not getting someone who's completely new to the business, who doesn't understand the goals and objectives, the management group. They're getting advisors who understand that very well and can get, you know, our partners who are specialized in these areas to deliver very high quality services and help them get to where they need to be.
So now a good fit for you, it sounds like, is somebody that's looking for more of this kind of trusted advisor, partner advisor role rather than these are the people I drop my tax folder off to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. So, in our experience, a lot of us as myself as a partner in the group and a lot of our other partners, we have experience ourselves in industry running technology companies. And so we're not someone who's just been on the sideline or doesn't understand those challenges and the day-to-day fires that can come across their desk. We get it. We've experienced it. And so it's taking something that You know, we're definitely not your grandparents' CPAs, where let's drop off the tax returns, let's check some boxes and move forward. We are available. We are in touch. We are sitting down looking at the businesses and honestly just finding a way to help and provide value, you know, as they grow, whether it's even through connections, for sales opportunities or connections with investors to have a successful exit, which is most often the goal for a lot of technology companies.
So when you elevate the relationship into being that kind of immersed in their company and being proactive in terms of looking for opportunities and where you can plug in and maybe connect them with other people that will be valuable, that takes your level of service to a whole, you're playing in a different playing field then.
Absolutely. And so when we think about what are differentiators for our client base, we see innovation as the biggest differentiator, the biggest catalyst to growth. When you think of a technology company and what separates them from others, it's because they're doing things a different way. We're big believers in that. That's why we've invested in it as a firm. That's why we've had a partnership with TagNow that has expanded 13 plus years. And, you know, it influences the way we run our firm and the way we innovate and some of the specialty practices and services we've added to our business so we can continue to help our clients as they evolve and enter into a more complex business environment.
Now, as Cherry Bickert expands around the Southeast and beyond, is this part of kind of the company culture in terms of whenever they go into a market, they are going to look for places to plug in and immerse themselves and really serve the business community?
Absolutely. I think if you were to look at Cherry Bickert's footprint, it's twofold. And it's no coincidence that, you know, we are where we are. You look at Atlanta and a lot of the great things that are happening in technology within Atlanta. You look at Austin, Texas, and a lot of the great things going on there. Whether this is us organically going into those markets and establishing a footprint or adding to our firm, other partners through M&A, we are strategically looking at how we can set ourselves up to continue to provide additional services that maybe we haven't been able to offer in the past. A very recent example of this is an acquisition of a company called Isimo that is in the data analytics space that can help companies organize and provide dashboards and key indicators through data that they already have access to. And it's just another area where we see that need and a growing technology business that we can now provide.
Now, you mentioned the involvement of Cherry Bickert with TAG over the last over a decade now, 13 plus years. You're involved in this summit in specific ways. You're presenting the top 10 innovative companies. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's you know, that's the fun part of what we get to do with TAG, right? So I've had the privilege of serving on the top 40 innovator selection committee for the last several years. It's a very rewarding process. We see, you know, over 100 applicants come in each year of everyone, you know, vying to be a part of this coveted group. And, you know, I can say that after going through it and reviewing every last application, it is no small feat to be a part of this special group. You can sense the blood, sweat, and tears from these entrepreneurs and their teams and what they've done to create these innovations. It's great to see when companies have reinvented themselves and continue to innovate. I think it's easy to come up with a good product and then just scale and penetrate the market. Time and time again, we're seeing these Georgia-based companies not only successfully do that, but continue to innovate their products, add new products, and change the way that we're doing business here in Georgia. And ultimately, interviewing that group and coming up with an even more special group, which is the top 10 innovators, which is the group that will be presented this afternoon at the Tech Summit.
So now, any advice for those emerging technology firms that want to get on that list? What are some of the things that you like to see from them that catches your eye that says, okay, these guys can, you know, they might be able to be in the top 40 or even the top 10?
I think it goes back to just a different way of thinking. So when we go through this process and we interview these companies, which are all great companies, I think it can be an effective and concise communication to say, you know, we're comparable to company X or company Y, and these might be very high profile companies that everyone would hear of. I think what really catches the committee's attention is when someone walks in and they'll say, you know how something is done this way or this technology or product exists? Well, we actually think there's a better way to do it. Mm-hmm. And here's what we're doing to change the way people are thinking about this problem and what kind of solution could exist to this problem. For those companies that come in and really get us excited about the possibilities and the potential within these different landscapes, I think that's what makes these companies stand out and ultimately fall within this group.
Now, what about for people that aren't involved in TAG? How would you recommend them plugging into the TAG ecosystem and getting the most out of a TAG membership?
So, you know, TAG is it's a very broad group. There's a lot of subchapters. And so I would say probably the way I got started probably about 10 years ago, I looked at my business and my area that I was most focused in, and that was software. And I got plugged into the Southeastern Software Association at TAG and got to know that board and started going to events, started getting well connected. And, you know, for TAG, there's many chapters, whether it's through logistics or fintech, cybersecurity, corporate development. They have great groups, great opportunities to network. And then obviously, if you're wanting to experience something for the first time, the TAG Summit is that big flagship event, as you can see, with the 1,000+ attendees we have here this week and the great top 40 companies that we're showcasing.
Yeah, it's amazing to walk down that row of companies and seeing the, you know, kind of the best and brightest all in one place like this, huh?
It really is. You know, you'll run into these different companies and these entrepreneurs and their teams from time to time in different places. And to see everyone understand, you know, the value and the importance of TAG, the summit, and what it's doing for the Georgia community, and for everyone to take time to come here and ultimately showcase, demo their products, it really is something special. And it's a lot of fun to see everyone in the same place at the same time.
And then what's your role with Cherry Becker?
So I am a partner in our assurance and consulting practice, and my focus is specifically on technology-based clients. So it's, you know, it's honestly a dream come true for me that, you know, coming into the accounting landscape and saying, well, you know what, I want to be good at my trade, but I also want to be involved in a community I'm passionate about, and being able to do that and being able to say that, you know, we believe we're the best at what we do. We truly understand our clients. We understand the challenges they face. And I can tell you, as much as I love to help my clients, I love to be a part of their story. I love to help them. I love developing those relationships with them. And so, you know, whereas my title might be partner of assurance and our consulting practice, it's really those relationships and being a part of this community that is what I value.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about Cherry Becker, the website?
Absolutely, yeah. It's cbh.com. Obviously, we can connect over LinkedIn through our relationship with TAG. There's multiple ways. You can follow us or myself on Twitter or LinkedIn. And we're also, you know, consistently pushing out content out there to help a lot of these entrepreneurs and businesses get information they need, whether it's understanding, you know, issues and opportunities related to sales tax and all the rules changing there with the Wayfair rolling, or understanding how to monetize and get some cash back on the table for some of these investments they're making into their products.
Good stuff. Well, Matt, thank you so much for your work, and thank you for sharing your story today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lee. I enjoyed it, and hope you guys enjoy the rest of the event.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at TAG Summit.